Good morning. It's Thursday, July 15th. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the COIN Podcast Network. Thousands of firefighters are battling dozens of wildfires across large parts of the western U.S. More than a million acres of land have burned in about a dozen states. It comes as U.S. fire officials report a shortage of jet fuel that could ground some planes used to drop retardant on fires. Evacuation orders around the Jack Fire in the Umpqua National Forest have been downgraded to Level 2, allowing people to return to their property. Level 3 Go Now orders remain in place for areas in Klamath and Deschutes counties near the Grandview, Darling, and Bootleg fires. Still no evacuation orders for those near Detroit and the Bueller Fire or near the Game Hog Creek Fire in Tillamook County. Meanwhile, crews in Washington say the Lyle Fire is about 40% contained, and they expect to have a better handle on it by tomorrow. A judge has delayed the report-to-prison date for the mother of local Olympic gymnast Jordan Chiles. Gina Chiles will now start her one-year sentence next month so she can watch her daughter compete in the Olympics. Chiles pled guilty to embezzling $1.2 million from real estate clients and business partners. She's been ordered to repay the money she stole after she gets out of prison. For the first time since 1976, the Portland Winterhawks will wear a new logo when they hit the ice. The new design shows a snowy white red-tailed hawk rather than a Native American mascot. The team says this was a way to establish a new identity for the future of the franchise and not a political statement. Hockey season begins in October. Check your bank accounts for your newly expanded child tax credit payment. Eligible families will get up to $300 monthly for each child under age 6 and up to $250 monthly for each child over the age of 6. Couples filing jointly must make $150,000 or less to qualify for the credit. The White House hosted pop star Olivia Rodrigo to encourage younger Americans to get vaccinated against COVID. Pfizer is the only vaccine approved for kids as young as 12 right now, but only a quarter of the country's 12 to 15-year-olds are fully vaccinated. Health experts note that almost every new case of COVID-19 is in a patient who's not fully vaccinated, and the contagious Delta variant is driving up hospitalizations around the country. Be sure to check out all the great content on the COIN Podcast Network by visiting COIN.com or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.